I'm okay recording this conversation.
Yeah, be my guest.
Thank you.
Not last night, we were there, lying here, and neither of us wanted to leave one another. And now you've woke up, panicking, and paranoid, and you're kicking me out again.
Again, yeah, I'm tired of waking up panicking and paranoid. I just don't want to be paranoid anymore.
Anything? What about? Name one thing that you accidentally hit the body. Name one thing that I've done. Please.
You haven't, but you said many things.
Like what? Like what? Like the I don't want the guy who's trying to fuck you and stop you actively stop you from sleeping with me and trying to get you to break up with me, who's your ex, to not be around because it makes me borderline. What other things?
He wasn't my ex, he was my friend who I slept with once.
I'm giving out 2 weeks while we were apart. I know, but it's like, Catherine, he's an ex. We broke up, you were with him for 2 weeks, he moved in, you were sleeping together. He's an ex.
I don't know what this has anything to do with the fact that I asked you to move out.
Because, can you give me a good fucking reason?
I'm not allowed to ask you to move out without a reason that you accept.
I've just moved everything back in.
3 months ago, yeah.
Because you asked me to.
Now I've got my first concussion.
Catherine, you asked me to move everything back in despite me thinking that we weren't ready. It's gone really well, considering, since. And now I've had an accident and hit the head with the boot of a car door. So the car boot door, by accident, you think I've done it on purpose, which I find really
You offensive. Accuse me of lying and being
Catherine,
paranoid.
Because to me, we've already covered this yesterday.
I don't want to be yelled at anymore.
Catherine, I'm not trying to yell. First thing on a Monday morning, when I've got to go and see fucking Dan, after what I thought was a reasonably decent recovery, because yeah, there's still fucking issues, you especially, still need work on fucking...
Yes, I need work. I know, can we not?
Only shit.
I need work. I'm terrible. Can we just break up?
No, just...
Why don't you let me?
I own my borderline. Please, this one time, just accept it's you. This was you. I have to bend backwards.
Fine, it was me. Can you one time. Please move out.
Why? If you admit it's you, why should I move out?
Why not? Because it's my house and I ask you to.
Why do you do this to me? Over and over and over again. Over and over again. You're cruel! So fucking cruel! For what? An accident! A fucking accident! But no, move out again! Fucking harsh. Harsh, inconsiderate and cruel.
I am. Yes.
And codependent and you can't admit it. Even though you've admitted it before, you've admitted you're codependent. How can you not see that time at the hospital, you displayed 4 out of 5 toxic traits of codependency?
Look into it. How can you not see by picking up someone by the neck and throwing them around the
room? This didn't happen for you, Catherine. In the past year, I've done nothing but work on myself. Me and Sabrina were together 8 years ago. 8 years ago. Between now and then, I've worked on myself so much. I did my book, I passed my therapy. You gave up on your therapy. You have not worked on yourself like I have.
I'm having my therapy now.
What? Say again, sorry.
I was on the waiting list for 1.5 years and now I'm talking...
You just gave up with your better help though, didn't you?
I'm doing the CBT now and I have one...
Where?
They call me. You don't even know.
Well, that's nice to communicate, isn't it? If
you're doing CBT, it's not fucking working. I'm doing this again. Can't believe it. I was warned you'd do this again, and lo and behold. This is a joke. You're cruel. I can't believe it. Again. Why? For what an accident? When I feed your kids, I feed you. I look after you. You ask me to go upstairs for something, I go upstairs for it. I do anything you want. And I've hit you in the door by accident, and you're kicking me out.
I thought we said yesterday we have mutual trust issues, and this isn't a good basis for a relationship.
No. You have delusional, codependent paranoia, and I have trust issues from
I was the one in A&E with the concussion. You're just telling me I'm crazy. This sounds very abusive, okay?
No, what's abusive?
Just look at this from the outside.
Catherine, from anyone's outside perspective, this is you being codependent, paranoid, and kicking me out for an accident on my arse again and dumping me
because
in the shit.
Because the last time you deliberately hurt me was a year ago, so I'm being ridiculous.
Catherine, it was a year ago. Are you just going to hold it against me for the rest of your life? You said the other
it's
day you
were going
to do that.
It's not something that you can just erase.
I know, but you can't just kick somebody out after begging them to move all their shit back in, get rid of their
I
fucking
told
flat.
You I can house share with Lee. You were the one who took that as a challenge.
We're trying to get back together.
I know, it would have ruined things, but it was financially necessary at the time.
Catherine, you're just making excuses now. I think you just want a fight. You're trying to push a fight to
make
it easier for us to break
up. I'm not trying to push a fight. I'd like to make the fight, like, really quick so that you would just...
I know, I can tell. I can tell that's what you're doing. You just want to pick a fight so that I'll lose it and prove you right. That's all you're doing, and it's cruel and harsh. And how I've looked after you for the past year and everything I've done, it's just not fair. It's fucking disgusting to treat me like this. It really is. I'm going to keep looking for another place. I'd appreciate it if I could at the very least sleep on the fucking sofa so I can view houses and go to job interviews near where I'm planning on fucking working. Like, and living. Like, I've got a house view and fuck sake, my mouth's so dry. You're fucking horrible to me. All I do is care for you.
And call me a bastard, a liar, and yell at
Catherine,
me.
Catherine, you steamrolled over every boundary we set up for
I
the night.
I had a nervous breakdown because I had a concussion and I was all day in A&E.
You weren't all day in A&E. You were there for about 4 fucking hours.
That's not, forever.
I know, it always does. You should try sleeping there for fucking 12 hours on the bench because you've got shit in your eyes.
I called the 101 in the morning, then the ambulance called me and I said, they'd come out, then
they
said,
they gave
you
fucking codeine. I could have given you codeine.
I knew it was pointless going there.
Well, why did you go? All of this bullshit stemmed from you being a...
Because 5 days afterwards, I still couldn't work. I had a headache and I was nauseous.
I know, you're working now. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. I apologize for it so many
yes,
fucking times.
Yes, I know you did. I'm not angry at that anymore.
So what are you angry at? The fact that I don't like that you kick me out and that you steamroll over boundaries that we both agreed on.
Call me crazy, a liar, a bastard.
You were... Catherine, did you or did you not steamroll over all of the boundaries that we agreed on when we
I
got back together?
I think you're just picking on
no,
something.
Catherine,
really
you can't do
that.
Catherine,
to
no,
just
no,
prove
it's
that
not
I'm
a small
bad
thing.
And you're
Catherine,
good again.
Catherine, I'm sorry, but it's not a small thing. We agreed on those boundaries to prevent things like what happened a year ago happening again in the future. If I'm feeling that angry and that borderline, because
you shouldn't
you...
be near me, correct? So I'm asking you to
so
move out. You've been pretty angry lately with me.
Catherine, can you blame me? You fucking kicking me out on my arse and ruining my life over an accident. If I did the same to you, would you be angry? If you hit me in the head with a car door...
Given
and
the
I
history,
held it against
I said
you,
I am...
And I held it against you like you're holding it against me. Said that you did it was an accident. Told social services that you hit me in the head with a car door by accident. Hinted in
you
front of...
You told the fucking police that I assaulted you.
At the time... That's how it felt.
So at the time, that's how I felt. How is it different from me? What's wrong with your double standards?
Because you, it was an accident. You would let me leave the fucking house. You ran off with my bike gear to stop me from fucking leaving. I felt trapped.
I was throwing your clothes out. I wanted you to move it right there and then. I didn't want you to come back. That's not the same as imprisoning someone, you idiot.
Sorry, now
you see. You monster.
How am I a fucking monster? You're kicking me out for no fucking reason. First thing on a Monday morning.
End of the world. Your parents live 20 minutes down the road.
I can't live with my parents. You're an insane person. Every time I see my mum, we're on the verge of an argument. We've only made up a few months ago.
Maybe because she's your issue.
What?
That's your issue.
What? My issue? Yeah, of course. It's all fucking deal with everything yourself after doing... Coughing. If you can't see how cruel and selfish your actions right now are, then maybe we shouldn't be together then, Fran. This, how you are treating me, is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Tell everyone how disgusting I am. Tell all your friends in
Catherine,
the workshop.
Catherine, it's going to be obvious. I'm not going to speak about anything in the workshop.
We are done.
Fucking my only friend, Will, who cares for me when you fuck me over.